Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Authoritarianism, and of course, authoritarianism really shines, and I don't mean in a good way, but like, you know, it starts to get on fire. Like, people start to really want it, to desire to be told what to do when they're afraid. And that's how they got away with all the things they got away with in the last 2 years. Of course, that's how they got away with the war on terrorism and all the things that came before COVID, where they ramped up the security state, they ramped up the police state. It was all based on, in that case, fear of terrorism, which, of course, is this nebulous concept that, you know, you can't really point to a team of people that are wearing a uniform. It's just terror, you know, so it's all the brown people. You need to be afraid of them. So we saw that for 20 years, and then that kind of wore out, and so now they brought in this this fear of COVID, and now total authoritarian medical police state, that's been brought out, and it's all based on fear. And now we're already hearing them talk about climate change as the next excuse to ramp up the authoritarianism even further. We're going to continue with that story, because Bonnie, you got more to share from the Foundation for Economic Education. But first, David is on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, being dumb about illegal laws. What was the confusion on that?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Oh, I was being dumb about illegal laws, and there was some confusion about what I meant, so I wanted to clarify.
You think that, okay, go ahead, you can clarify. But I wasn't confused.
I don't know what the question is. Tell me the question, and then I'll clarify it.
I didn't pose a question.
Well, you said it. Then you made a statement. You said it was dumb to call laws illegal. What is dumb about calling laws illegal?
What you meant was unconstitutional, and the way you phrased it is what she was critiquing.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact conversation, but there's this idea that a bunch of, especially like right wingers, push around that they can just tell a politician, "Hey, that law that you made is illegal."
It does come off as very dumb, but if you used different words, it would come off better.
But actually, I chose those words intentionally because it gives, instead of using the same old templates, it's unconstitutional, people will get a parking ticket and say, it's unconstitutional, when it's not necessarily unconstitutional, it's violating some other law. And so to make people think, I've introduced the phrase illegal laws, which tells people, hey, because people are in the habit of thinking, well, they made a law, so it's the law and we have to do it. But if they made a law saying that you had to, you know, insert whatever you want.
And they'll still prosecute you for doing laws.
It's actually kind of humorous because David's not totally wrong here.
No,
I mean, there's a state law, for example, in New Hampshire, and if a ordinance is passed that's not authorized by, I wouldn't use the word illegal still, but not authorized by state law, then it would be, you know, it wouldn't be unconstitutional, but it would be illegal.
Actually, gave David the opportunity to explain what he meant by an illegal law. This is what he said. He said, it's like if I go up to you and put a noose around your neck, that would be illegal. So that's how he explained himself. That's how stupid he was being that night.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. But
there's more to that as well. Because that's another thing. People get into this thing about this another template where they're not thinking. They're thinking that the only laws are things that legislatures pass into laws. And they're forgetting that before the stupid modern invention of the United States of America and other countries that only follow laws passed by a legislature, before that there were mores and ethics and norms and societal values.
There's also natural laws.
Right, yeah. And that's what those are. And they were the law before the government came along and told you that the only law is the law that I give you because I'm the government.
Yeah. Well, try getting out of jail using this argument. It's not going to get you anywhere.
Well, I get where David's coming from on this.
Adam Kokesh got out of jail using that exact same philosophy.
There's also case law, too.
I don't support what Bonnie's doing with calling names, per se, but I do understand where she's coming from on this. I think her argument is that when they pass a law, which is just words written on paper by men and women, most of whom you don't know, and they're complete strangers, that it is going through a legal process. Like, they have done it from their perspective. They believe legally, and then it's only other people in robes who can determine whether or not that was done legally or not. And, of course, if it was determined to be illegal or unconstitutional, there's no penalty for them. It doesn't have the same sort of flavor as most things that are illegal, because if we do things that are illegal, they do put us in a prison cell.
Here's the lawyer explanation for it. It's if you have something that's unconstitutional, like a law that's unconstitutional, it's still legal until it's overturned.
That's right.
So that's like what the lawyers
are. That was y'all's argument, I think, on this one. And thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Ultimately, it's just mincing words over illegal versus unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And regardless, I mean, to me, I don't care whether it's legal or not. Bad law should be disobeyed.
Right, right.
It's not that I'm saying, you should obey these laws because they're legitimate and they're legal. It's just that I'm tired of hearing Republican-type people saying, like, their only argument against the government doing something is they didn't do it the way that they said they were going to do it. Yeah. You already know they're going to do that. They don't play by their own rules.
Right.
Sorry.
They do whatever they want.
Yeah, I mean,
And most of the time they get away with it.
I agree with you guys. I think it's better to argue against something rather than say, but it's illegal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might not be legal, but you won't know that until it ends up in a courtroom, and then maybe not even after that, because, you might have to appeal it.
And then,
of course, it never gets
appealed,
and then the government or the courts won't even allow you to appeal it because, the Supreme Court, they only take like less than 1% of cases, at least at the federal level.
Or they'll just side with their side, which is the government.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of the time, the thing that is illegal is actually the moral thing. So, for instance, helping a slave escape.
Sure.
Hmm.
That's one example. Or just putting what you want in your own body. It's your body. It's your choice. It's
absolutely
your morality.
Yep.
In that case. What else about these authoritarians, Bonnie, when it comes to climate change do we need to know from Foundation of Economic Education?
There was a study that came out by somebody in Cambridge University named, his last name is Mitiga. That's how they're referring to him in this article. And he
says one thing but then says another.
Yeah, he concluded in his study that the government legitimately used authoritarian measures during COVID-19 because it was a safety hazard. But then he said on Twitter basically that that's not what he was saying. But anyways, it goes on to say, Mitiga then explains that governments that fail to take authoritarian steps to mitigate the threat of COVID are perceived as less legitimate. Think here of the Trump or Bolsonaro governments. He said that. Quote, I believe the same is true with respect to climate change, Mitiga explains. This is him on Twitter trying to backstep that he said we need authoritarianism in times of crisis.
I don't know if I agree with him as far as his assessment that governments that don't take the most authoritarian steps are seen as less legitimate.
What they're doing is they're using the argument of safety to excuse violence. That's literally what they're doing, because if you don't do what they tell you, they're going to use violence against you.
I think it depends, to take that, what he's saying, to dig into it a little bit further. I think it depends on who's looking.
Yeah, he's an academic in Cambridge University. It's probably his cohorts that agree with him.
So people on the left that agreed with the authoritarian crackdowns, that want to mandate vaccines, the people that are really go to the wall with authoritarianism on COVID, they would see governments like, the Florida government or the South Dakota government or, some of the ones that were at least perceived as less authoritarian compared to the rest of them, they would certainly see them as less legitimate. But the people who love those governments see them as more legitimate, right? There's so much lauding for the governor of Florida, even though he's just a police state, authoritarian in his own right. But the people who are against all of the authoritarianism with regards to COVID see him as like a freedom fighter.
but yet they still support him as governor. They don't want to see him leave the governorship. They want him to run for president. So it really just depends on your perspective. I think there's plenty of people who see governments like the Florida government gang and the ones in other lesser, you know, COVID restriction states as completely legitimate, and they love those governments. So the only people who really see the truth in this, of course, are the libertarian-minded folks. And not even all of them. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is the number here. That allows you to bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160. By the way, we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token on a worldwide on an exchange at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. All you need to sign up there is just an email address so you keep your privacy intact. xmarkets.com. You can buy or sell ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. And to get the ITR, you do need to deposit other cryptos like Bitcoin. You can trade them for Tether, and then you can use the Tether to buy ITR at xmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. And to learn more about the Intercoin vision, head over to intercoin.org. We're talking about authoritarianism in the chat over on our YouTube stream. People are talking about this governor goon over in Florida, DeSantis, who just gets all this press.
He's so wonderful.
From the right wingers about how much of a freedom fighter he is, and all of this social media that's going around promoting this guy. Okay, so he said some things that were okay when it comes to mandates about COVID, but everything else about him is your standard right-wing authoritarian police status.
So it sounds to me like you're saying you have no plans on moving back to Florida.
Definitely have no plans to move back to Florida. There's no doubt about it.
That's good to hear.
but this guy, you know, you don't have to dig very deep before you find out that this dude never found a pro-police law that he was against.
Yeah.
I mean, he's totally like a back-the-blue police statist. He passed a red flag law, by the way, so a lot of gun owners know what
really?
That means out there. Yeah. He signed a minimum wage increase recently as well in Florida. So, I mean, the dude is just another government goon. That's all he is.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound Republican. That sounds like a mix of Democrat and Republican.
Thing.
It's yeah, it's...
So anyway, you don't have to do too much digging on that character. But let's get back into your story, Bonnie. You've got more from the Foundation for Economic Education regarding authoritarianism and climate change as the new forthcoming excuse. Because they're still milking the COVID thing pretty hot and heavy. But this is what they got on the horizon.
So here are the lessons we can gain from this man Mitiga's study that proposed that authoritarianism is legitimate during times of crises. So say what you will about Mitika's proposal, which is myopic and dangerous, his logic is sound. If legitimate governments embrace authoritarian measures to combat a deadly pandemic that poses a genuine threat to humans, why should they not embrace authoritarian measures to combat climate change, which many argue poses an even greater threat?
That's the logic they will use to justify it. They'll say, well, we did it over here. We should do it over here. We should do it on this new thing.
There's a popular meme among libertarians. Quote, if you allow politicians to break the law during emergencies, they will create an emergency to break the law.
Sure.
Yeah.
But then again, as we pointed out, they didn't break the law. All of these things that they did were authorized by statute.
True too.
They actually just
passed
something.
You knew it was an illegal law.
They were legal because they were authorized by statute.
Oh, those statutes are legal laws.
This reminds me of what the governor said. I think it was the governor. New Hampshire Supreme Court said, whatever the government does is legal or something like that. Like just by its very nature or something.
See, that's what I'm saying. Those statutes are illegal laws, Ian. They're just illegal laws. So okay, let's just turn this all around. How about we just get rid of the government that decides it can create diktats that people have to live by.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, to the credit of the New Hampshire State House, they did just pass something that is going to put an extra tiny little check on the governor during a state of emergency. But, and I think the check, and again, if I'm getting all the details on this wrong, please correct me at 603-283-6160. I believe that it will require the legislature to weigh in, because it used to be that the governor could just keep on extending the state of emergency.
Yeah, something like every 30 days it has to be approved by the
I think they give him almost 90 days, though.
Oh, is it 90 days?
I think so.
It might be 90 days.
I think
days.
I read that recently. But again, why would the governor sign this?
He did, though.
No, he hasn't. It just
I thought he
passed.
Did.
It just
sure?
passed the House like this week. Like
I thought
Thursday.
That was part of the. I thought that was part of the finance bill or something like that. Of the finance.
Oh, you're talking about last year. I think there was something last year that they stuck in the budget. I don't remember all those details, but there was something that they just
this
passed
year too.
This week.
Interesting.
This week to supposedly tighten things
even
down.
More.
But the question is, why would he sign this thing? Why would he sign something that is going to affect his authority, so-called authority?
He's not running for governor for next year.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is.
I thought he was going to run for
Senate or something.
No, he changed his mind.
Oh, interesting.
He kept falling in popularity.
Okay.
And so he chickened out.
I mean, he has the lowest popularity among the Democrats right now.
Yeah.
Which
so,
is interesting because he wants more authority to become authoritarian during times of crisis.
Anyway, go ahead with the story, Bonnie.
Well, it says... It's a cynical take, to be sure, but it contains more than a nugget of truth. The idea that if you let politicians break the law in an emergency, they will create an emergency in order to break the law.
Mm-hmm.
Progressives have long been frustrated by the American system, which was designed to disperse centralized power, something they feared above all else. Quote, the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether of a few or many, and whether hereditary, self-appointed, or elective, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny, James Madison wrote in the Federalist Papers.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's all in the same hands anyway. It doesn't matter if they're Republicans or Democrats. They just fight over the details.
Mm-hmm.
They all love power, and they all...
Yeah, I think they pretend to fight over the details and pass whatever they're going to pass anyway.
Yeah.
It says, for this reason, the founders created a Federalist... system with numerous checks and balances. That system,
how'd that work out?
That system endured stubbornly for generations, but over the course of the 20th century, the checks and balances eroded, not so much slowly as sporadically. In his book, Crisis and Leviathan, economist Robert Higgs points out that there's a pattern to the erosion of constitutional limits on power. They happen during crises. In 2020, the crisis was the pandemic, which... precipitated lockdowns and the most widespread infringements on economic freedom in the U.S. history, which saw the top 1% accumulate a record percentage of wealth.
Some businesses are still empty. I mean, the lady that went out of two of her three restaurants went out of business.
Yeah,
those things are still empty. She hasn't had a new renter in that space in more than a year, almost 2 years now. At this point, there are still store shelves that are partially empty as well. We were just at the grocery store today; at least two of the freezers were almost completely empty. At the Aldi grocery store.
These are large freezers that lay
freezers.
Down. Yeah, they're not just, even those refrigerator-sized ones are kind of bigger.
I wonder what people would say if you asked them why they, why they are not going out to eat. Like, I wonder, would they say because I don't have the money, or would they say because of...
They're afraid,
or is
or
it like, are you going to say,
or would it be because
government?
I don't want to go into a restaurant wearing a mask and get harassed?
Yeah,
it's a mixture of all those things.
I'm not surprised if it would have an economic impact, regardless of what the government did, but to the degree that it did, that's what I'm kind of curious about, what the makeup is.
Some places that used to be 24 hours are no longer 24 hours, because they just don't have the staff.
Yeah, right.
There are lots of food places that I would never want to go to anymore because I know that the people in there are wearing masks and just coughing without covering their mouth because they're wearing a mask and touching their mask all day, sweating on it and breathing into it all day.
We got more coming up if you want to join us here. Plus, the Australian Northern Territory, they're locking down against unvaccinated people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another day, another huge batch of flight delays and cancellations. Travelers can't seem to catch a break as the number of flights affected has surpassed 5,600. Airports along the East Coast are bearing the brunt of the problem as snow moves through the area. The Supreme Court heard arguments that challenged the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. Several justices have defended the requirement, saying there's not a better option to prevent sickness and death with COVID-19 cases still on the rise. Attorney Scott Keller arguing the best possible way to prevent illness would actually be quite different.
I don't think the standard here can be the best, because if it was the best, then that would mean that OSHA could ban all people from coming into the workplace.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Remembrances coming in for an Oscar winner who passed away.
Sidney Poitier, a Bahamian-American actor, film director, activist, and ambassador, has died at the age of 94.
Man needs a woman to back him up here.
What?
Mama would listen to you. You know she listens to you. Why don't you do me and Benny? She thinks more of you. Look, all you got to do is sit down with her one morning when you're having your coffee and talking about things like you. Just say kind of easy-like that you've been thinking about this little deal Walter is so interested in about the store and all. Just keep sipping away at your coffee like what you're saying ain't that important to you. Before you know it, she's listening good and asking you questions.
Sidney in the film A Raisin in the Sun from 1961, a cause of death was not given. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge is formally dismissing a misdemeanor groping charge filed against New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. The move comes after the Albany County District Attorney said he could not successfully prosecute the case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. You can bring up anything that you want, whether you want to talk about Australian authoritarianism, which is what we're going to get into here. The Northern Territories are now locking down for unvaccinated people. Or you can bring up anything that you want. Plus, the tennis star that is being held in a hotel run by the government, which is now known for immigration detentions and maggot-ridden food. We'll tell you about that if we get the chance as well. But also, we're raising funds for Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients who are in need, and they use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. In the last decade, Give Directly has given over $400 million to over a million people. Research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. And if that's what you prefer, we agree. You can go to give.freetalklive.com and you can help give directly. Help families in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya right now, and we will match up to $30,000 total in donations. So head over to give.freetalklive.com. I got audio here from Michael Gunner. This is the Northern Territory Chief Minister, as he is called, as he announces.
I will now go through each of these decisions.
More mandates.
First, the lockout. The fully vaccinated can continue as they were. For people who are not vaccinated, lockdown rules will apply to everyone 16 and above. If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
So I guess that just means that they don't mind Omicron, you know, going ahead and thriving in their country because it's been proven that Omicron doesn't care if you're vaccinated or not.
That's correct.
Not that I think it's an actual threat. People even said that Omicron is less deadly than the other variants.
It's more like a cold than the other cold.
Yeah.
Like
this is basically just a step to punish those who are not in agreement on this.
Yeah, absolutely all this is. And by the way, don't forget, remember they always say that, you know, flus and things like this get worse during the wintertime. It's summertime there right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's summertime in Australia. So yeah, this is totally about punishment. This is totally about taking away your rights. And let's continue.
You are at greater risk of catching COVID, becoming ill, and needing hospital care. You may only leave home...
Except that risk is almost zero. Okay, the idea that you're going to need hospital care, if you are a younger person who is under the age of 80 and you don't have crazy comorbidities and you're not fat, you have almost no risk of anything. In fact, most people who have COVID never even know it because they're completely asymptomatic. But regardless, statistics don't matter. All that matters is fear.
For three reasons. Medical treatment, including COVID testing or vaccination.
He's going over the three reasons that you have, if you are unvaccinated, to leave your home in Northern Territory. What were you going to say?
Never mind.
So medical, you got to go to the hospital for something. Okay, you can leave for that. That's one.
For essential goods and services like groceries, power tokens, medications. To provide care and support to a family member or person who cannot support themselves.
That's it. Those are the only reasons they say in the Northern Territories of Australia that if you are unvaccinated, you are allowed to be outside of your house.
Not to take a walk, to be healthy.
Nope. In fact, he specifically tells you here in just a moment that exercise is not included.
You cannot travel more than 30 kilometers from your home when leaving for one of the three reasons. Or the nearest practical destination.
So if your family member who can't take care of themselves lives more than 30 kilometers from your home, then just forget about them. They're going to die.
Or the nearest practical destination.
Isn't that the exception, though?
No, yeah, the exception, even during the exceptions, he said, if you're leaving your home for one of those exceptions, cannot leave or you cannot go more than 30 kilometers.
I think that, but then he says, or the nearest practical destination. So Northern Territories is a lot of nothing there, for instance. So if you're living out in the middle of nowhere and, like, the nearest grocery store is 40 kilometers away, then you're allowed to go to that grocery store. That's basically it.
You need to go to the hospital. That's more than 30 kilometers from your home. That's okay. There are only three reasons to leave the home now, not five. Work is not a reason to leave the home.
Making money is not a reason to leave the home.
So basically being able to pay for the food that you, for the essential stuff that they tell you, but you can't make money to actually pay for it.
Yeah. Work is not essential, is what he just told people. Used to be able to leave for that reason under the previous lockdown.
Yeah.
But since people were so obedient and they did what they said, and they stayed home and they obeyed and they did what the government gang told them, well, now they're making it even more strict. Now you can't even go to work. Oh, what's that? You don't have the skills to be able to work from home? Your job doesn't allow you to work from home? Maybe you're a construction worker or a plumber or something like that. Nope, sorry. You're just going to have to, what? What are you going to do?
Starve.
I mean, I guess you could do phone sex or something like that. I mean, there's always something that I suppose that you can do from home.
Those skills are not available to everyone, Ian. Right. I know you're good with that, but...
With radio?
But some of us are not so great with that.
Yeah, exactly. You shouldn't have to choose a career based on where you're forced to be. I mean, you might as well just be in a jail cell. Right, because if you can't even leave,
of course,
the house,
not jail cell, but you can't feed yourself.
I bet it's a lot
at least in jail they'll feed you.
That's
usually
true. That's a good point.
And I bet in Australia it's like impossible to find an online job right now.
Why?
Where
yeah,
you
I don't
can,
know.
Yeah, because everybody wants to go get the online jobs, the stay-at-home jobs.
Yeah, there probably is a lot of demand for that.
Hmm.
All right, so there's one more thing, right? So he's saying you can't work, so what's the other thing that you can't do?
Fully unvaccinated. The chief health officer has also determined that restriction of movement is critical right now and that 1 hour of exercise for the next 4 days is not essential.
The health minister has determined that exercise is not essential.
So here's the question. Am I understanding this is for 4 days?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's only for four days.
To flatten the curve.
I don't know if it's 4 days for just the non-exercise or what. It's not really clear how long this is going to last for.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, it sounds way more reasonable if it was for like a short period of time, but if it goes on for any length of time, then it becomes extraordinarily unreasonable, right?
Well, it's never reasonable to tell people that they can't go to work and that they aren't allowed to exercise.
Okay, in this circumstance, I agree with you 100%. I could see maybe some sort of circumstance where it's like, okay, if you leave the house, you're going to die.
Let the people make their own choices.
Right, right. And I agree with you on that, right?
Like if you're literally, people are literally dying in the streets.
More people are going to choose not to leave their house.
Changes to advice, right? And then it sounds much more reasonable.
Yeah. Oh, and apparently it is only for 4 days. So according to a story over at sbs.com.au, the lockdown will run until midday on Monday. But we know they keep extending these things. You know you can't believe these guys when they say, oh, it's only going to be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it's three, and then it's four, and then it's, 2 months. So color me skeptical that this is going to last just for 4 days. Anyway, here's the remainder of, that's pretty much it. I think he's got like two more words.
Remember, these restrictions only apply to those who are not fully vaccinated.
And if you're, halfway vaccinated and you think you did good enough, nope, you got to stay home. You can't get out of your house to exercise. You have three reasons to leave home.
I wonder if getting vaccinated, getting fully vaccinated is in their exceptions or not, or if you're not allowed to get vaccinated.
Medical reasons.
It said for the medical reasons. It said for medical treatment.
But didn't it say essential? Was it essential medical stuff or was it like routine?
Oh, they're going to think that's essential.
Don't consider that essential.
They called medical treatment getting tested for COVID.
But it doesn't matter.
It
wouldn't matter if you got that first vaccination and got incredibly sick and said to yourself, you know what, I don't want to get another one of these because I got sick from getting the first one. Sorry, you're now considered unvaccinated.
Yeah, and I know people who that's happened to, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they're like, yeah, they got sick. They got the vaccine, they got sick. And then they also got sick, even though they were vaccinated at the time, fully vaccinated. And it was like, he thinks it made it worse.
If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. You want to talk about authoritarianism? There it is. Crystal clear, although he is a little hard to understand with a heavy accent. But that's what we're dealing with. The number is 603-283-6160. And don't think that they can't do this where you are. We'll talk about the tennis star who's under quarantine in Australia.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us in the remaining moments here. There's a number for you. You can dial in at 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio here tonight. Don't forget, you can check out more of what Chris does. He hosts his own show. It's called Freedom Decrypted at freedomdecrypted.com. There are archives going back for a few years now, plus you can get them in video and audio format. You have a podcast for those that want to subscribe. And if you want to tune in live, you can do that on around 5 o'clock Eastern time on Saturdays at freedomdecrypted.com. Did I get all that?
You got it perfect.
All right, very good. Check him out. It's a freedom-oriented tech show. So if you really enjoy the tech talk that we had at the top of the show, it gets even deeper. And,
yeah.
And that's where you can get all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a tech show for crippled people.
Crippled people?
Crippled people. No, it's a tech show for prickly people.
Very good. Check him out. Freedomdecrypted.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then, if we get the chance, we'll talk about this tennis, like number one, I guess, tennis star or something who is currently in detention in Australia as he just tried to go and attend some, you know, Australian Open. Apparently he's not being allowed to do that. But first we go to Olivia in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Happy Friday night, guys. I just had to I had to share this because I found this on the OSHA website. OSHA is Occupational Safety and Health Administration, for anyone who doesn't know. OSHA.gov/coronavirus/safe work. Go down to number 9, and it says, note on recording adverse reactions to vaccines. OSHA, like many other federal agencies, is working diligently to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations. OSHA does not want to give any suggestion of discouraging workers from receiving COVID-19 vaccination or to disincentivize employers' vaccination efforts. As a result, OSHA will not enforce 29 CFR Part 1904's recording requirements to require any employers to record worker side effects from COVID-19 vaccination at least through May 2022.
Well.
Okay, so what does that mean?
That usually they will require employers to record adverse side effects to things that they're mandating, but they're not going to do it with the COVID vaccine because they don't want to discourage people from getting it. Is that correct, Olivia?
That's what I understood, too.
Huh. Okay.
And this is the organization that's being used to by Joe Biden to make people demand that their employees get the vaccine.
I see. Okay, so there would normally be a rule that OSHA mandates that these employers report these things. So they won't be required to, so they're waiving that rule, but that doesn't mean that they can't report them. It just means they're not required to, basically.
It does say that right under that, it says individuals may choose to submit adverse reactions to the federal vaccine adverse event reporting system. But, I mean, how many people are going to bother to do that?
Why would they give themselves extra work?
How many people are even aware that they would have to do that, and they don't normally?
Yeah,
so.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Olivia, anything else you want to share?
No, thank you, guys. It was good talking to you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Number 603-283-6160. According to Yahoo Sports, Novak Djokovic is a world number one tennis player with more than $150 million in prize money to his name. But this year, Melbourne is reportedly putting him up in a hotel best known for immigrant detentions and maggot-ridden food. The nine-time Australian Open champion has been stripped of his entry visa by border control agents for failing to give enough evidence that he is fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or has a valid medical exemption. So he was trying to come into Australia to go play at the Australian Open and has not been able to get in. So they are now mandating that he stay in a government-controlled hotel. I presume it was previously privately run, and then, you know, somehow the government got control of it, and they're using it as an immigration detention center. So you know that it is not a four-star hotel anymore.
No.
While he launches a legal battle to overturn the visa decision and defend his title in a tournament that's less than 10 days from now, the 34-year-old Serbian is widely reported to be lodged in the city's Park Hotel. The dark brown brick and concrete building is a far cry from the residence that Djokovic enjoyed last year when tough COVID-19 restrictions forced players to exercise in their hotel rooms and balconies while in quarantine. Then Djokovic reportedly sent, but I presumably last year there was no vaccine, right? So they still had to let him in under their restrictions
I think they had to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Right. But no, you know, now they can say, oh, well, you have to have a vaccine, and he's unvaccinated.
Yeah.
So he sent a letter to Tennis Australia complaining about the luxury hotel's conditions and demanding players stay in private homes. This was a year ago, with tennis courts and better food. This year, Djokovic is believed to be in an establishment housing around 32 detainees who cannot leave the hotel, and no one is allowed in or out except for staff. Migrants say that the rooms are very small. The Australia Border Control authorities have refused to confirm where he is staying, but the Park Hotel gained notoriety last December when a fire in the building forced refugees and asylum seekers to be evacuated. One person was hospitalized at the time. A week later, they've posted images to social media showing food that they'd been served, allegedly filled with maggots, alongside of moldy pieces of bread.
Yikes.
So you're talking about a clearly government-run operation here that, you know, if this guy, this tennis star, wasn't being housed here, would not be getting the same kind of attention that it is right now. So, you know, how bad is this place really? How bad is it, you know, the rest of the year when this tennis guy's, because they're probably not serving him with moldy maggots, you know?
Oh, it's the government. I don't know.
But earlier in October, a man reportedly contracted COVID in the facility, which has been the site of regular protests.
Another detainee, Mehdi Ali, told AFP, that's the French press, that although Djokovic is his favorite tennis player, he was saddened by the prospect of the star being detained there. Quote, the media will talk about us more, the whole world probably, which is so sad, just because Djokovic would be here for a few days. Unquote. Nearly 180 people have been released from detention at the hotel in the last year, and most of those remaining are said to have been brought into Australia for medical attention from their offshore detention in the tiny Pacific island of Nauru and in Papua New Guinea's Manus Island. Previously, it was known as the Ridges Hotel and served in 2020 as a COVID quarantine hotel and subsequently was blamed for being the source of a wave of infections in the city. So, yeah, apparently the government didn't do so good at quarantining people there.
It's so sad that they would do this to somebody who tried to come into the country instead of giving them the information up front, like, okay, if you come here, you're going to need this, this, and this, this, and this to prove that you're vaccinated, or else you're going to get put into this hotel.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I think I overheard a conversation with, like, I don't know, somebody and their doctor, and basically they were told, they were given different sets of information, like the doctors were giving them, like,
typical
proof, and then, like, I guess the state wouldn't accept that as, like, but that's what they gave, like, that's what they did, so it's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, I can't get what you're, you know, what you've government is are demanding that I give you in order to do whatever it is, because that's not what the hospitals are giving.
Well, plus there is a medical exemption, and he couldn't prove that he had the qualifications for the medical exemption, so it may be that he was told, hey, you know, if you've got a medical exemption, we'll let you in.
Yeah.
And then it's just one of those things where government bureaucrats, you never know how they're going to enforce things. Mm. There's one thing about how they've written the rules down, and then there's a whole other interpretation in how the government bureaucrats read them.
Yeah, they'll tell you there's an exception to the, you know, there is an exception for you, but they won't tell you that you actually have to prove your exemption, right? So you don't have the stuff to prove your exemption, and then they won't let you in.
Djokovic is waiting in his temporary new home for news of his legal battle. Meanwhile, a crowd of dozens of fans gathered in a nearby park playing music and protesting his detention. One of them, a female supporter, Gordana, said, do you know how I'm feeling? I'm feeling sad, and I'm feeling that I lost part of my heart because of Djokovic. Djokovic is like my son. Well, I'm glad to hear that people care at least enough to speak out about this, but unfortunately no amount of protesting is going to shut this thing down.
Obviously it didn't work when people were protesting the treatment of the immigrants.
No, clearly not. And all of the protests that they've had in Australia have done nothing to stop this thing from getting worse now with mandatory lockdowns in the Northern Territories.
I wonder if they're armed or if they're prohibited from being armed. In
Australians,
most cities they're prohibited.
They're completely disarmed.
I think you're allowed if you're like a rancher or something out in the woods and, you know, or the whatever they call it, the bush.
But what did they do before guns? Nooses, I guess? Like string up the noose and then
well, it was a prison colony originally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I'm just trying to think, like, how do you go about revolution, you know, without guns? I guess you could start stringing up the politicians or something like
another
that.
Another protester said, I'm here on behalf of all the people that are fighting for freedom, whether it's for refugees, whether it's Novak, whether it's the people in general, the public, well over these mandates who are sick and tired of being restricted, and freedom in general. And, you know, it's our body, our choice. If only more people agreed with that. We'll see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.